Let's give our students, our young people, a wonderful round of applause. Not only have they done an outstanding job, they are here on a holiday weekend, and that in itself is worthy to be praised. Let's give our young people again another round of applause. It is not easy to do what they have done on today. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the time that is before us. And so we ask God at this time that we hear a word from you, that as young people, our lives are changed, enriched, and become all the better because we've had a moment and a talk with you. And so now, Christ, we ask that you speak to and speak through me, that the people of God hear from you, not from me. It is in Jesus' name we say together, amen. If you have your Bibles, I'm going to lift up two scriptures this morning. We will repeat the one from earlier, but if you have your Bibles, if you can first turn to Matthew chapter 22, starting at verse 34 through 39. Matthew 22, verse 34 through 39. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." Then our next scripture will be from John chapter 15, verse 9 through 14. John chapter 15, verses 9 through 14. "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you to do." The word of God for the people of God. Well, this week, many of us had the opportunity to sit down at a table that many of us look forward to sitting at, and that's called a Thanksgiving table. That table, many of us look at that table and say, "Oh, I'm going to eat some of the greatest food around. I'm expecting to have some mac and cheese. I'm expecting to have some ham. I'm expecting to have turkey." And everybody's battling of which of those foods are the greatest for all at the table. Now, I don't know about you. I'm from the South, so I have to say that I look forward to Thanksgiving and chitlins. I mean, it's just a little crazy, but it is what it is. That's the greatest thing that my mother can fix for me when I eat. Now, this is also a time where we're at the end of November, and for many young people, I was going to say it's the greatest time in their lives, the greatest season. I didn't realize if report cards had come out. But for young people, this is also considered the greatest time of their lives. They get breaks from school. They have Thanksgiving break. They get Christmas break. We consider this the greatest time because for those of us who celebrate Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Christ. But the truth being told, young people celebrate Christmas for the gifts and the trees and the toys. And I'm not mad about that. That's the greatest part of their time frame. And when we think about the greatest, there's a lot of things that could be considered the greatest. There's an ongoing debate now in society about who the greatest athlete of all times is. That athlete is considered for some LeBron James. For those of us old school, Michael Jordan. Some have even thrown Kobe Bryant's name in the mix. And so all of those greatest have come to a term that we are entitled our sermon for today, and it's called GOAT. Young people know what GOAT is, right? We know what GOAT is. Can somebody tell me what GOAT is? Okay, tell me what GOAT is. I saw a hand in the back. I guess we're going to... The greatest of all time. And so this could be considered the greatest of all time seasons. We have 5 weeks left in 2018, and everything could change. We have the anticipation for a brand new season as young people. We have the anticipation that when we get back in school in January, because we just already done washed this year away, but when we get back in school in January, we're going to put a better effort to getting our grades up. This is the greatest of all times. We can change our lives. We can change our thought process. And this could be the most expecting and the most greatest things that could happen. But the reality is, not only are we living in a season that for some is considered the greatest season of all times, we're also struggling with some great concerns in this season. Our young people are still battling at school with bullies. Our young people are still having to deal with cyberbullies and internet games that are taking them to a place that we've never seen before. They now have out that one of the greatest games our young people enjoy playing is Fortnite, and predators are using that to lure our young people into some crazy things. Adults, we need to know what our young people are doing in their spare time, because predators are out there manipulating the thing that is greatest to them. The greatest issues of our time, not only for our young people, are the games and the internet and the cyberbullying, but they're dealing with issues that they have that are keeping them from potentially going to college, which is a great day that this is United Methodist Student Sunday, because the opportunity to go to school is being challenged by our government. People can no longer afford to send what was simply a college degree, and now you need a master's just to survive. Yeah. Issues that are facing our young people, issues where they're living in an era where Jesus Christ is no longer worshiped, where Sunday is the last day of the week. Issues where that could be considered the greatest issue of our time is that there is a moral culture and a moral fiber that has left the world in which we know.
Yeah.
But with all of these things going on, whether it's the greatest issues or the greatest season, what is the greatest thing? What is the greatest thing of all times? We have been focusing on, in youth Bible study on Fridays, this sermon series and this teaching series entitled The Greatest. This series is helping young people grasp their relationship between them and God and understanding how to see God through Jesus. And in this series, we start off with our first passage that we read in Matthew, where we find Jesus in a very compromising situation. You see, you have the Pharisees and the Sadducees who have already started out trying to set Jesus up. They didn't understand who the goat of all times would be, but the Pharisees and the Sadducees had decided that we're going to set Jesus up. And you know, when people are trying to set you up, young people, they don't send the weakest person, they send what they consider the strongest person. When people are trying to set you up, young people, they don't just send anybody after you, they send the best after you. That's why you have to guard your spirit as young people, because the enemy is looking to get through you in any way he can. And so they send an expert of the law after Jesus. Their purpose and their intent was to plot and to entrap Jesus. And so we begin to see a line of question that first begin to question Jesus. The Pharisees took the first round and they said, we're going to question Jesus on taxes. And then whenever they got that question asked of Jesus, the Sadducees then took the second round of questioning. They challenged the resurrection. And of course, when the Pharisees see that they weren't able to get Jesus to roll over in defeat, they decided to return with a stronger line of questioning. But they didn't do it themselves. They grabbed the expert in the law. And so when they grabbed this expert in the law, this expert questioned Jesus and asking Jesus, Jesus, what is the greatest question, commandment of all times? The lawyer knew that in the Old Testament that the Ten Commandments were the fundamental commandments in which they should follow. And so they were trying to trap Jesus. They were trying to trick him, and they were trying to set him up. But Jesus replied in a subtle way, and he didn't say anything nasty. He just said that the greatest commandment of all times is to love your Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. He said this is first, the greatest commandment. And like it, the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. All of the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. In this situation, the lawyer is now sitting here. Jesus has now declared what the two greatest commandments are. And so the case has been settled. But young people, what does it mean to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind? What does that concept mean when you're 18 and under and you're dealing with going to school, and in order to be popular or to fit in, loving God is not the most popular choice? What does it mean when you're a young person and you love Christ, but in order to love Christ, you may have to shun some of the people that are around you, and you may not be cool, you may not be able to be invited to the parties? But what does it mean to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind? It means that as young people, in order for you to understand what the greatest of all time is, in order for you to understand what the GOAT really is, you first must pursue a relationship with God. It doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter how young you are, that the key in order to live out the greatest commandment of all is that you must be in relationship with God. And if you're not in relationship with God, then you can't move to the second part of the commandment, which says, love your neighbor as yourself. Well, that was a tricky part, because when we were in Bible study with the young people, what we identified is that the first thing in order to love your neighbor is to find out and identify who your neighbor is. And so your neighbor is not just the person who lives in the house or the apartment or the condo or the townhouse next to you. Your neighbor is anyone who's not you. Anyone who is not you. So that means that if I have a clique that I hang with and someone is outside that clique, is that my neighbor? Yep, that's your neighbor. And in order to live out the greatest commandment of all time, not only do you have to pursue this relationship with God, you're going to have to love everyone. But the reality is, God says that not just loving everyone, but you got to love them as yourself. And so as young people, one of the things that is a challenge that we are trying to get you to see, that in order for you to live out and to live in connection with the greatest of all times, is that we have to help you, and we have to help you see your worth and the value that God has assigned you. The reality is that our young people, they said it earlier, that they are gifted, they are talented, they are basketball players, they are going to the military, young people are living in leadership roles, but the reality is you have to know your worth. No one should define who you are, but you have to see your worth and the value through the lens of God. And when you do that, then we can love everyone. But what is so great about this message is that Jesus doesn't just give us this conversation. In Matthew, he tells the story of the greatest commandment of all times. He gives us those two. But Jesus is an illustrative role model. I feel like Jesus understood that one day we were going to have youth pastors, and they're going to need every illustration to get young people to follow Christ. And he does that so eloquently when he goes in John chapter 15, because what he does is illustrate to the disciples how to follow this command. He says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you, and abide in my love. If you keep my commands, you will abide in my love. What Jesus is doing in this scripture in John chapter 15, he's sitting with the disciples. The disciples are thinking that Jesus is going crazy. He is acting all out of ways. He's telling everybody, someone next to you is going to betray me. Somebody at this table is going. And they're looking like, man, this man is crazy. But he wasn't. What he was doing was preparing and giving the disciples an illustration of how to live out the commandment of the greatest of all time. And how Jesus does this, he begins to refer to himself as the vine. Earlier in the text in John 15, he says, I am the vine and you are the branches. And the vine is the source where the branches get what they need to survive and to thrive. Young people, in order to get connected to the greatest of all time, in order for us to live out the life that God has called us to live as young people, we can't just not come to church. We just can't not come to Sunday school. We just can't not come to choir rehearsal. In order for us to live out with the greatest of all time, we have to stay close and connected to the source. Yeah. Jesus is the source. He is the one that gives us all of our nutrients. He is the source that feeds us. But it's really important that we understand not only is he the source, it is in the obedience of following these greatest commandments will we be able to produce fruit.
Right.
Earlier on this youth Sunday, our young person came up and she started talking about what it means for young people and young adults to be active, but it's beyond just being active in church. The role is, are we producing fruit? Are we bringing more disciples to Christ? Are we bringing more people to Christ? Or are we just coming to church for ourselves? There is obedience in knowing who the greatest of all time is. But when we live out this relationship of Jesus being the vine and us being the branches and staying connected and being obedient to produce fruit, it means that we will allow young people Christ to work in us. Living out the greatest commandment is letting Jesus lead through us and changing the world around us. Because we were able to produce the fruit of building a kingdom. And so while we look at the analogy of the greatest of all times, I would beg to differ to say that no matter how much LeBron hits threes, no matter how many rebounds he makes, it doesn't matter if Michael Jordan came back and redid all seven of his rings. Was it seven or six? It was a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
I wasn't a Michael Jordan fan. The real GOAT in this situation is the Christ that our young people serve.
Yeah. Yeah.
The greatest of all time is living out the commandment that Jesus asked us to do. He asked us to love one another. He asked us to love him with all of our being. And he asked us to stay close so that we could produce the fruit and keep the kingdom going. My challenge to you is, do you know the GOAT? Do you know the GOAT? As we stand to our feet and the musicians are playing, do you know the greatest of all time? Or have you only heard of him? Do you know who will get you everything you need to endure as we live out